This is the 99.1 PLR Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast, an unedited, unfiltered look back at this week in shows.
Welcome to the Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast Facebook Live thingy. I'm Chaz. AJ's over there.
I'm over here.
Pam's over there.
Hello.
That's Phil.
Hello.
And we're all wearing black or gray.
Yes.
So it's various degrees. So Pam and I are black. AJ's one step down, and then Phil is the lightest.
Yes. We're like 50 shades of gray, but different.
Pam saw a wiener today.
We'll get
to that in a second. We're going to ask you on this Facebook Live, what should we ask drunks on Sunday? All right. So we'll take your questions and post them to the drunks on Sunday. Phil will be paying attention. So if you want to write, you know, if you want to write something in the comments right now, Phil's looking for that. Phil had a fuck up today.
Yes.
Just today? I had one yesterday, too.
No, but today was good.
Yeah, it was an epic.
Yeah. I like how you blamed the computer.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's still happening. Pam was right here. You could see. It's not loading today.
HAL 2000 did it.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
But if the website is always so slow, maybe you should start preparing it earlier.
Why is it so slow today?
I take preparation tips from Pam.
Speaking from someone who knows, I've messed up so many times, I've learned.
She's like your sensei.
Yes.
I love that if Phil gets into any kind of a situation, Pam is the first one to gloat and love every second.
Like white on rice, man, all over it.
Because I mess up all the time, and, you know, when there's a difference. When Phil messes up, there's a different reaction than when I mess up. So I try to just...
From who? From me?
From you, yes.
She was saying...
You get madder at me than you do with him. So when Phil gets in trouble, you may not get as mad at him. So I just try to, you know, just cherish the moment more because I'm like...
It's like a gold medal for her.
It doesn't happen as often.
Right.
Like a gold medal for her.
So,
well, the thing is, like, it's that it's like that game with the marbles. Like, you'll have a lot of marbles in
Kerplunk?
There. Right? Phil doesn't have that many marbles. He has a lot more
that.
Saves than, like, marbles.
Oh, right.
However, can I just say you guys have gotten... Like, if you look back a year ago, how you guys were...
Yeah.
And how the whole show was...
Please say better.
...where we are now...
Please say better.
Like, it was so much better.
Okay, cool.
Right? Don't you think?
I think so.
Do you guys agree?
I do now.
Pam,
who's
do you?
With me? Hooray!
Yes, I do.
I mean, look at you. You walk around with a schedule, you write things down,
I do.
You get things done.
Mm-hmm.
It's been great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Because learning from mistakes, that's what I try to do.
I more fluently now.
Yeah. Are we getting any questions yet?
Not yet, but we know Mamsie will be at the parade. She said, I will be at the parade and hollering like I always do.
She'll be one of the drunks. Okay, good.
That's why Mamsie's not putting in a question, because we'll be posing it to her.
Right.
Ask me how I'm doing.
Right.
How many mimosas, Mamsie?
Right.
Guess how
many gummy bears?
Boom, right there.
God, yeah.
Guess how many gummy bears I had in my mouth.
You know when Mamsie gets really drunk, though, because she starts making those bird noises. Remember that?
I'm making out with you.
From the
when
Super Bowl tailgate party.
No.
She had like pitcher after pitcher of like the bottomless mimosas.
No,
maybe it was a bird.
Sangria.
No, it was mimosas.
Mimosas, yeah.
And then what did she do?
She started making weird noises. Like because it was right when the deflated balls thing was like first taken off. Before.
Oh, Deflategate, yeah.
Yeah. But it was the Super Bowl where that was a thing, because it was right after the Patriots played the Colts, so everyone was talking about the deflated balls.
Wow.
And she was sick of it. She was like, all the balls, deflated balls. Ah, and wow. She just started making weird noises.
And it wasn't even hammered. I can't remember this at all. Wow.
You weren't.
Yeah.
You don't have the best memory, though, AJ.
Yeah, Mamsie says
you again?
Mimosas.
See? See?
Unless it's a 70s sitcom.
Or a car.
Right.
Yes.
If it's a car, Puffy. Photographic memory.
Let's talk about Brad Williams.
Let's talk about him.
Okay.
He was very funny.
Loved him.
Which part of him?
Right.
The whole thing.
Part
the
Pam
whole damn
saw.
Thing.
The part you guys could have seen, too.
Yeah, I chose not to.
So did you really want to see his wiener? It's just a curiosity.
It was
thing.
A curiosity thing, you know.
Like Everest?
Ever since, you know, when you're little. Okay,
no.
Let me rephrase this. Hold on. Hold on.
There's no good way to get into this.
You don't
That's
see little
pun.
People that often in life, right? Like, I probably see them maybe once every 6 months.
Okay.
I've never been friends with one.
Once every 6 months.
I don't work with one.
Well,
I've never
out
been
from
to
behind
school.
A tree.
Like Lucky Charms, yeah.
They're not common.
So let's see.
Around
St.
these
Patrick's
parts,
Day
at least.
And you know,
Christmas.
Right, Groundhog
right.
Day.
Right.
But even that, that's it. So I've never been friends with one. I've never, but you do. You have questions
right.
When people are a little bit different. it's not an offensive thing. You just have questions because they're
curiosity.
It's curiosity. So I've never been in a situation where I've been able to ask them questions or just to see, you know, does it look different? I don't know. I'm sure everyone has thought this. I guarantee 99 out of 100 people have thought, hey, does the man part look different?
Is it small? Is it large? Is it
normal? Large? Just like normal.
All right. So tell us what you saw.
So basically, it was just
in detail. That's
you know,
elevating.
What it is, it
Megan?
Was,
don't you want to know?
Don't even lie.
Not at all.
No. So that's the
Megan,
thing. That's the thing.
Don't stop.
I think
please,
that's
don't
a lie.
Stop,
Megan. No curiosity.
None. No.
None.
There's no so. That right there is 100% unbelievable because it's not a sexual thing. I think maybe you're shy about it because you think, oh,
just
everyone's going to think I'm a perv. It's not a pervy sexual thing.
No, we were
it's just you're
perv.
Wondering.
Yeah.
Like, I want to ask Megan more questions, but I have a feeling I'd have a conversation with HR on Monday.
Ah.
Mamsie has confirmed that it was A, mimosas, B, that she threw up in her car on the way home.
Ooh.
And she also wanted to know if it was pumped up a little bit for Pam's viewing.
He
did
he
do
was
some
looking
prep work.
At pictures, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah
but he got some blood flowing, he said.
Right, right.
You got to get that air pocket in there.
Yeah.
I don't know. Wait, what is that?
It's like a balloon.
Right.
Put a little air in it.
It's the blood. You got to get the blood
yeah,
going.
Yeah, yeah, I know, but I call it the air pocket.
Yes.
It's his sleep member.
It's like pumped
his sleep
up.
Number was not at 45.
No, sleep member. Sleep member.
Lower.
Yeah.
Yeah, where was his sleep number? Was it 100? Was it 50?
Was it firm or was it soft?
Out of one being, you know,
nothing.
Just woke up
right.
to 100 being 100% alive, maybe like a 5, because he wasn't there.
Was he was a 5.
So he wasn't a general.
Out of 100, though.
He wasn't a tired private, but he wasn't a general either.
Like, it wasn't like he just came out of cold water. It was just there.
Just
like,
woke
it was just
up.
There.
Just kind of yeah. hanging out like it's 12 o'clock on a Tuesday.
Yeah, like he woke up and already had breakfast.
Gotcha.
Oh, okay. So he's
what
up a little bit, but not very up.
Yeah, still a little tired.
What do you
like, had a couple sips of coffee.
And not even.
But not even his breakfast. Like, no eggs or anything yet. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Right, right. Maybe had some coffee.
It was just like a continental breakfast.
Maybe a scone.
Lisa, by the way, agrees with Pam that she's right, that everybody thinks about this.
Thank you.
That's like perv number 2.
Yep. Doug wants to know all the details. Tell us, Pam.
I just did.
That was it.
Was it?
No big deal.
Rousers his last name,
did it
by
look
the way.
Like a rabbit coming out of the bushes? You know what I'm saying?
It's almost like the rabbit was completely out of the bushes. But it was a baby
can you see
rabbit.
The bushes?
Huh?
Can you see the bushes?
You can see the bushes, yeah.
Oh.
Circumcised?
Yes.
Okay. so it wasn't like one of the monsters.
I don't know. It's kind of hard to tell when they're not at 100.
It wasn't one of the sandworms from Dune.
I've never seen that movie, so I cannot, I can't, I don't know that reference.
Is that the first celebrity wiener you've seen?
Nope.
What was the other celebrity? What's that?
Shane Lewis.
Oh, celebrity, yeah.
I see.
Well,
Shane
he's
Lewis
been on TV?
A celebrity.
Well, he's been on TV, Naked and Afraid. I don't know if they'll make it.
That's true.
Tommy Lee.
Did you see Tommy Lee's wiener?
Well, his video.
No, I mean in person.
No, I've never even met him.
She tried so hard. Why she tried hard.
But yeah, no other celebrities, no. That's it. I guess that's my claim to fame.
That's your big celebrity wiener.
I know.
All right, Lucia's very happy she knows. Mamsie's arguing now with Pam that it is not hard to tell the difference.
I don't know. It was out and it was in. It was very quick. So I didn't, you know, I wasn't
Wait,
examining
so it
and
does
like
sound
making
like you're
a
describing
sketch.
Something else.
But did it see its shadow? We have
it did
6
see the
more
shadow.
Days of winter.
Saw its shadow.
Yep.
Right.
We got more winter coming, guys. Especially
who,
on Monday.
Who would want to do like he was really cool, you know?
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't want to go around just, yeah, here it is.
Right. I've never been asked.
He was cool.
Well, except for my doctor at one time. Mm.
Well, I guess when you meet your wife on a threesome app, you know, you have a little bit of a different disposition
Field.
In life.
Yeah,
Field.
That's wild.
Yeah, check out Field.
Yeah, that's wild. I had a moment when he walked in studio, and, you know, I laugh when it's the worst time to laugh.
Oh, yeah,
there's
right.
some defective gene.
Oh, my God.
And, he gets up on the chair, and it's been a long time. I can't remember. The last time I think I've been this close to a little person
See,
was
yeah.
the one in the parking lot.
Who wanted to kick your ass.
Who wanted to kick my ass.
Right.
And he pulled in, and because we were saying the word midget, I never got the memo. I didn't know it was offensive.
You have no idea.
I apologize. But we were talking about this on the air. This was years ago. I'm walking to my car. This car swoops in the parking lot, cuts me off. I'm still walking. I'm not in my car yet.
I'm walking
and
over
the guy
here.
Pulls down, his, you know, he's got power window because he would never be able to reach across.
Hey, you.
But he's pointing at me
with
his little strong-looking arm.
They are strong.
They're strong-looking. Because
they're always doing somersaults and handstands.
He's like, hey, you cut the fucking shit with the midget shit. I'm going to kick your fucking ass. I'm like, okay, I'm sorry. I'm like, blah, 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 blah. That was the last time I saw a little person. So I have this like phobia now.
So now technically, if
I'm going to get my ass handed to me by a little person.
If you were trying to kick you in the ass, you'd have to jump high and do like those kicks.
Like a karate kick.
Or he'd do like the thing they do where like, they get on their hands, they go with their feet behind them.
Oh, kickboxing?
Yeah.
Whatever?
Yeah.
A handstand kicking or whatever?
Right. Which would be kind of entertaining to watch.
Yeah, so anyway, he walks in the studio, he gets up in the chair, and I just start fucking laughing.
You were losing it.
And I can't stop laughing, and I'm looking at him, and I'm like, wow, he's really in front of me right now.
This is really happening. There's no drugs involved or anything.
I realized at that moment, like, wow, I'm really a caveman. Like, I don't really go out and experience life. I don't do anything.
Well, where are you going to find
me? Like, a little person comes in the studio, and I'm like,
it's like a field day.
I'm at the circus.
But they make you smile.
And I do realize that sounds disrespectful, but it's just, I don't do this all the time.
No. And he was totally cool and a great guy.
So now I start laughing, and he looks at me like, what the fuck are you laughing at?
Yeah, what?
And now that makes me laugh even more.
Oh, no.
And then AJ starts laughing, and now I can't control it. And we just both are in hysterics. And this guy is like, what the fuck is happening here?
You two freaks on acid or what?
And what is this show going to be like? Luckily, I recovered.
You did very well.
Did you explain?
Very well.
No, what I did is on the air, I said I was just laughing because he can really dog us now and just say we were very offensive making all those short people jokes.
Yeah, that was a good cover.
The song ended at exactly the right moment for you.
Yeah. Holy shit.
He was turning purple.
Yeah. But that was a lot of fun. He was very, very funny.
Great guy.
And like he said, before the tribe called in, he's heard it all.
Yes.
Yeah. And he proved it.
And he uses it.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything else? Any questions yet for the drunks? If not, we'll keep looking at the posts.
No, they just keep commenting on what we're talking about, but...
How many green bagels?
Oh, I don't eat any. I don't think.
No, this is for the drunks.
For the drunks, not you, Pam.
No. I'm drunk.
Pam will be drunk Sunday. Where are you going after the parade?
Christie's. Irish Pub in New Haven on Orange Street, 4 to 6 p.m.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Should be Green Street. Why Orange?
Go hang out with Pam there. We'll see you at the parade. Please say hello to us as we're going by. We'll come down and say hello.
No fingers.
And Highland Rover's on the float, so it should be pretty amazing. That's the Week in Review podcast Facebook thingy. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
And if we get
Pam's over there.
Bye.
Phil's over there.
See you Sunday.
See you Sunday.
Peace. The Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast. Tune in to the live show weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. only on 99.1 PLR or online at WPLR.com.